Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it's Friday, August the 23rd. And believe me, everybody says, wow, it's Friday. Not just politics, everybody. Everywhere I've gone today, people are just so happy it's Friday. Not sure exactly what the reason. Maybe they just want a nice weekend, and that's okay too. But it is Friday, 23rd of August, and the convention is over, and on to 74 days of campaigning. Of course, the Democratic Party says over and over again, it's going to be close. We're a little behind. Better start working. Got to keep pushing. And I agree with all that. I mean, there's no doubt. You got to push. But as far as saying that you're behind, I mean, if you feel better about it by saying you're behind in order to convince people that they really have to work, well, that's okay. But I honestly believe that people are smarter than that. That you can tell them we're really ahead. And if we work hard, we can really nail down some big numbers, which, by the way, the Democratic Party is going to need it. Kamala Harris can't afford to win this election by 10,000 here and 20,000 there, because if she does, there isn't a doubt that Donald is going to do everything he can to throw this into the House of Representatives, to turn everything upside down, and to say that his loss is a rigged election. Now, he's going to lose. See, that's the thing. And I wish we wouldn't say otherwise. He's going to lose. And I'll tell you this, he knows he's going to lose. And that's why he's sending all these people all over the country to polling locations so that they can say, this is exactly what, Trump had to run radio ads to get people to his rally today. Look, no doubt about that. Michael, this is big going in the direction of the Democratic Party. I understand why everybody wants to say the opposite. They want to motivate everybody. Come on, let's get going. You won't work if we don't tell you we're losing. Okay. But honestly, we are winning, Michael, and everybody else. We're winning. The emotion is all behind the Democrats in a very big way. And the emotion is pushing momentum. And this momentum grows by the day. Steve Kornacki on MSNBC today showed the gender gap. And although I don't know where to find it, and I can't put it up here for you, it's online. If you put in Steve Kornacki, you'll pull it up on YouTube. And here's the thing about it. If it's 18 to 20, Trump is sunk. But it's actually 40 to 50, which is more than sunk. It's double and triple sunk. So believe me, I've said this from the beginning, even when it was just Joe Biden. Women, by huge numbers, are voting against Trump. Now, with Kamala there, it is truly out of control. It's huge. These numbers are beyond anything that Trump can deal with. What poll is this from, Mark? Well, go to Steve Kornacki on MSNBC. Well, not on MSNBC, on YouTube. Just put in Steve Kornacki. It'll come right up. It's today. And the poll is actually the New York Times Siena poll. So you'll see that. And the number is so big, women are just out of control. Now, it's true that here and there, you're going to find a woman on the other side. But don't think that means anything. I mean, that anecdotal stuff is nothing. The big numbers are gigantically on the side of women against Trump. Look, if you were a woman, how could you think of this any other way? Because whether it's you or whether it's your kids or whether it's your grandkids, you try to have a child, your water breaks at 20 weeks. You're dead in America. Your water breaks at 20 weeks, you're dead. That's it. Because no doctor is going to help you because they're all afraid. They don't want to go to jail. And this is happening all over the country. Not in California, for sure, because they allow this sort of thing there. Not in New York, because they protect women's rights in New York. But everybody doesn't live there. Everybody isn't in New York and California. I mean, there are people in Texas. There are people in Oklahoma, in Missouri, and all over the country. And there are women whose water breaks. It just happens. And when it does, you're exposed to every kind of bacteria known to mankind. And if somebody doesn't take care of you really quickly, you're dead. So I can just tell you, this is a life and death situation for, let's say, hundreds of thousands of women. Certainly. Now, is it more? Yeah, it might be more than that. But if it's 100,000, that's a number. It's a big number. I've been talking about this for 2 months. You can't ignore this, and women aren't, because they're not stupid. Nor are black people stupid. The black vote, and I don't have a poll for you. I have a poll for the women. I don't have a poll for you. This is the Mark Kaysen poll. I am telling you that when this is over, the black vote will be about 5%, and if it's 7% in favor of Donald, sue me. But it could be 5, it could be 7. For all I know, it may be less. Black people just aren't stupid. First of all, we know what Donald said about poisoning the blood of America with immigrants coming from Africa. I played it on the air. That's what Donald said. On top of that, don't forget, he said he never heard of this poisoning the blood thing being from Hitler. Okay, give him that on the first try. But then he said it the second time and the third time and the fourth time. By then, he knew it was Hitler, but he was saying it anyway. Well, of course, because he knows what he's saying. As they like to explain, Donald's not stupid. He's just a psychopath. So no one said he didn't have an IQ. He's got an IQ, but he's also got a serious psychopathology. So that's where he is. And as far as black people, look, you don't have to go any further than New York City. And this morning and last night at the convention and this morning all over the TVs, everybody talked about the Central Park Five. And if you're not talking about the Central Park Five, then you're ignoring the most important part of Donald Trump's racial awareness. The Central Park Five were five teenagers who were accused of raping and murdering a white woman in Central Park. And by the time everything was all said and done, they had been wrapped up in an adult courtroom, which put them in jail for life. Now, Donald got an ad published, very expensive ad, like $45,000, $50,000. And in this ad, he wanted the Central Park Five executed. However, as time passed, the science caught up with the DNA that was available, and the DNA proved that the Central Park Five had nothing to do with it. And then, after the proof, there was a guy that stepped up and admitted he did it. Not the five black kids who spent decades in jail. So it wasn't the five black kids. But guess what? As soon as everything was revealed, Donald went and bought another ad. And this was more expensive. I believe this one was almost $80,000. And in this ad, he again called for the Central Park Five to be executed. Even though they had clearly been exonerated by the science and another person had confessed to the crime. Doesn't matter to Donald. These kids are black. They're guilty. And let's add one more part to this. Donald and his father, they had the apartment buildings in New York, and they ended up in court with the accusation that they were discriminating against black tenants. And in fact, they were found to have been discriminating against black tenants, and they were fined for it. I don't care if they fined them a dollar or $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million. It really doesn't matter. The main thing is they were found to have done it. And if you want numbers, I'll give you some numbers. $500 million in New York, that's not about black, that's just about fraud. $90 million for E. Jean Carroll. True, she's white, but you know, you're not allowed to rape white women or black women. Anybody. You don't rape women. Oh, well, not Donald. Donald rapes them. And of course, the jury found that he did it. End of story. He's a rapist. He's a racist. He hates women. What more do you need to talk about here? You think he's going to get elected with that? Not this time. Oh, he got away with it once. And believe me, when he got away with it the first time, it was only by a sliver. But it was genuine. He won. Hillary lost. Sad, because the country certainly needed her. And by the way, you know, a lot of people say that Kamala is one of the most qualified people to have ever run for the presidency. And I agree, she is extremely qualified. But she's not Hillary. Hillary was more qualified than Bill, more qualified by far than Barack Obama, more qualified than anyone. I mean, she was a former Secretary of State, a former senator. She had been the first lady in the White House for 8 years, and she just happened to be a genius. So, you know, Hillary would have been terrific, and there are people out here who acknowledge that, but not all that many, but enough. And she knows that she's missed it. It's just passed her by. It's not going to be Hillary, ever. But, you know, it's happened to other people. I'm sure she's thought about this. Adlai Stevenson ran twice against Eisenhower. Eisenhower was a popular general, and Adlai Stevenson would have made a phenomenal president, but it wasn't to be. There are a lot of people out there that would have made great presidents and just aren't there. They're not going to be ever. Everybody that's great doesn't have to be president. Kamala is great. She gave a speech at the convention yesterday that was right up there with the Obamas, with Joe Biden, close to AOC. I mean, everybody at this point, I shouldn't say everybody, many people at this point acknowledge that AOC may have given the best speech at the convention. And it's sort of interesting, and I really enjoy this. We really had this happen just in the perfect way. When I was going on and on about AOC the other day, I'm not even sure exactly who it was, so I'm not even going to say who it was, but somebody said, AOC never even went to college. And you see, that's exactly the point of Earth 1 and Earth 2. It is exactly the point of all of this mess that's going on in the country, because everybody knows that AOC went to Boston University, one of the top universities in the country, and graduated cum laude. Now, I admit, I didn't remember that it was cum laude. I thought that it was just excellent. I thought she scored very high, but I didn't say enough. She was higher than even I said. But the point is, the Donald Trump people say something completely different. They say she never went to college. She's a bartender who never went to college. Well, I'm sorry. She's a genius. She did go to college. Her grades showed what she could do. Her bartender job was, you know, college people taking jobs. No big deal. Kamala worked at McDonald's, and Kamala's brilliant. So anyway, and by the way, I mean, I've asked people, Trump people, is Kamala stupid? And guess what? They say, yeah, she's stupid. Kamala is not stupid. There isn't anybody who could listen to her and think she's stupid. And yet, if Donald says she's stupid, they say she's stupid. Whatever Donald says, they say, yeah. I mean, Donald yesterday had a celebration of the January 6th insurrectionists. So, of course, all of his people say these are heroes and they should be pardoned. And, of course, one guy just this week got 20 years for beating up police. I mean, he hammered the police, and he got 20 years, which he deserved. Donald says they're all hostages. And then somebody says, well, are you going to let everybody out? And Donald says, well, maybe not everybody. But then he says, everybody. You know what he's going to do. Come on. You can't let those people out. You can't be celebrating the people who attacked the Capitol, busted through the doors, smashed the windows. Poor Ashley Babbitt, really, dragged into this by Donald Trump, and as far as I'm concerned, murdered by Trump. Because the woman climbed through a broken glass window with fury in her eyes, and the policeman shot her. Well, of course. She was busting through the Capitol windows. That will get you shot. Yeah. So now Greg says it was he, who said about AOC not going to college, and he now says that it was the chat that changed his words improperly. I won't correct myself, Greg. This is what every Trump person does. You tell a lie, you get caught, and then you come up with a story. Someone else did it. That's what Donald said. You know, what did Donald say? Donald said that when he was elected, it would be the unified Reich. That's what he said. That was Donald J. Trump who said it was the unified Reich that would be his administration. Then when he got caught, he said, I don't know who did that. Well, it wasn't me. That was somebody else. Well, there's only one other person that had access to his whatever, tweet, whatever you want to call it. And that guy only put on things that Donald told him to put on. So in other words, like Greg, exactly. Someone else did it. The computer did it. The stars did it. Anybody did it, but never the Trump people. They never did anything. I mean, if you said that AOC, never went to the university, well, how does that become she went? Why would you even say it? Because I said it. I mean, this was a direct contradiction of what I was saying. Now, it is true that Greg said something on there afterwards, but it's not proof of anything. It's honestly not. Because when I outlined exactly where she went to college and exactly how she did in college, then, yeah. Well, that's what Donald does. I mean, Greg, I'm not angry with you. I'm just telling you. This is the Donald playbook. This is what Trump people do. They say whatever they want to say, make up stories, and then when you catch them, they say, oh, that's not me. I didn't know that person. I don't know anybody. Never heard of them. I never heard of 2025. Never heard of that project. Never heard of the Heritage Foundation. No, I didn't ask them to do anything. Then you show the tape, and then they just go silent. Because this is the game. But you see, we're not stupid. And you know, you just got to be honest. And I'm just telling you, Donald is just not honest. And it seeps into everybody that gets involved with him. I talk to people all the time, and they completely repeat word for word what Donald says. And then when you say, oh, yeah, you got that from Donald, they say, oh, no, I didn't get that. I read that in some credible source. No, not Donald. That wasn't Donald. Well, you know it's Donald. Come on, we know. But listen, this has gone on since 2015, since before he became president. Lie after lie after lie. That's what goes on. That's the whole story. This never ends. The Trump celebration of January 6th heroes was a fundraiser, raising money for those people. But guess what? Listen to this. How do you like this one? Rudy Giuliani, his good friend, right? Good friend. Did everything for Donald. Stuck his neck all the way out. And right now, he owes like, I don't know, $140 million to somebody, I guess to the two black women that he lied about. And he's got other lawsuits coming at him from every direction. He had to pay $300,000 just because somebody had to track down where his money was because they knew he'd try to hide it. And the point of all this is Donald won't give him a dime. Nothing. Donald won't buy him. I should say a newspaper, but a newspaper costs $6 now. Won't buy him a cup of coffee, although that costs $2.50. I mean, but he won't give him a dime. Won't give him anything. Nothing. Giuliani's just sitting out there taking the hits. Well, yeah, he sort of deserves it with all that shoe polish rolling down his face. What a mess. This whole thing is a mess. Yeah, DRC makes my point perfectly. Just perfectly. Project 2025 is the Heritage Foundation, and it says plainly on their website that they aren't affiliated nor endorse any candidates and vice versa. I'm going to say it again. They lie. They lie. Because everybody knows, I played the video on here. Donald asked the Heritage Foundation to produce this report for his administration. Now, because of the public reaction, including from Republicans, Donald's running the other way. And so are all these other people. And DRC, right there. Right there. Exactly. Project 2025 is not affiliated with anybody. But wait a second. Everybody who writes for them was a member of Trump's administration. We went through this on the air. Ali Velshi was on here for 3 minutes itemizing every single Trump person that had written a chapter in Project 2025. So while you say it's not affiliated, it's a lie. Now, I will say this. It's possible that you're not lying, that you've just been lied to and you believe it. But in any case, it's a lie. Inflation. DRC saying something about inflation. You know that the government statistics just came out and showed the groceries last year, groceries were up 1%. 1%. Meanwhile, wages were up 3.6%. And I know everything's a lie. Nothing's true. I know that's Earth 1 and Earth 2. And I'll grant you, on Earth 2, everything you say is true. I agree. On Earth 2, it is absolutely correct. Yeah, DRC says, what publication? The United States government. Go put it in on Google. I don't know which one, and I don't care. It's a United States government statistic, probably the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS. But you know what? Just go look it up. It's there. And then you'll want me to bring out all the numbers and prove them. Nah, I won't. It's all done already. This game has been played. And listen, the person who was beat up the worst was Robert Mueller. I mean, that's really sad. Robert Mueller's legacy and all of what he did in investigating Trump. I mean, he was beat to hell, and everybody said he was a liar. And everybody then said that the report itself exonerated Trump, when we all know the report said that it couldn't exonerate Trump. You see, there's no end to this. Over and over. I mean, who wants to get on the chat and tell me that they remember the Russians in the Oval Office high-fiving with Foreign Minister Lavrov, all laughing, all high-fiving, while Donald Trump was turned. I just said Bureau of Labor Statistics, DRC. That's what I said. And by the way, listen to what I'm saying. They all high-fived in that Oval Office while secret documents were being turned over by Donald Trump to the Russians. Turning them over. Our allies were shocked, infuriated. They couldn't believe it. But see, again, it was all tied in at that time with the Mueller report that said, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia. And so they all thought it was a joke because they all said Russia, Russia, Russia. And people said, yeah, that's just junk. Not true. They watched the documents turned over. They watched the Russians high-fiving with Trump in the Oval Office. They know that American journalists were blocked from the Oval Office. It was only Russian journalists who were allowed there. And then, on top of it all, they walk away and go, Russia, 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 it's a hoax. And, of course, Bill Barr did a great job of lying, and it ended up that way. And Bob Mueller came across like a fool. And nobody can use any of Mueller's information because it's all considered to be a hoax. But read it. 448 pages. And read about the 144 meetings, illegal meetings, between the Russians and Donald Trump's people. Read it. Now, I know no one's going to read it because Donald was exonerated. But, of course, he wasn't exonerated. Just as we know the January 6th insurrectionists were not a bunch of tourists who were led into the Capitol by the police. It is all a 100% lie. Christopher Steele, it's all a lie. Every bit of what is said is a lie. And I'll tell you this. Donald has never, I mean never, except for I've always said, if he tells you his name's Donald Trump, that's true. Beyond that, everything is a lie. Everything. I've never found anything yet that wasn't a lie. DRC, back on this thing. How many were the police? I mean, that's all they can do is go on and on about how the police let those people into the Capitol and those people who busted into to the windows and threatened to kill Nancy Pelosi and wanted to hang Mike Pence. It was all because of the police. Everything they did, it was all the police. No one did anything. Nobody yelled, hang Mike Pence. Or if they did, it was because of the police. You see, this is nonsense. Here's a good one for you. Tim Walz is a coach. He was a coach in Minnesota at high school. And I'll admit, I know nothing about football. I really don't. But I know this much. I heard it explained by Joe Scarborough this morning. And, yeah, I understand. Donald is yelling hysterically that Tim Walz was not a coach. He was an assistant coach. Well, first of all, As Scarborough and others, including sports people who were on with him, they all said that assistant coaches are called coach. Well, I believe it. I know what's going on. Yeah, you know, I've watched baseball. You know, you got a coach. Yeah, it's an assistant coach, but it's a coach. They call him coach. So they're trying to make a big deal out of this that Tim Walz was lying. He wasn't a coach. He was an assistant coach. Unbelievable where they're going with this. And remember, this is crazy because How does this have anything to do with policy? Absolutely nothing. Donald doesn't have a policy. But here's one thing we're going to do. Let's listen to this. This is Donald versus Kamala from Morning Joe this morning. The staff put this together. Listen up. It's great.
When I had a case, I charged it not in the name of the victim, but in the name of the people. For a simple reason, in our system of justice, a harm against any one of us is a harm against all of us. And I would often explain this to console survivors of crime, to remind them no one should be made to fight alone. We are all in this together.
Well, don't worry, Joe. It looks like this isn't the one. So,
in the courtroom.
Yeah, let's not worry about it. But try going to 35 minutes, and you'll have another one there that's very interesting. It's on the Central Park Five thing, and I think it's worthy of being heard. So that's at 35 minutes. If I messed it up, I did, and I might have. But okay, let me also say this. That Donald is now saying that Kamala does nothing but complain. She talks, and complains. He posted all kinds of things like this 40 times online yesterday because he is hysterical. But she is complaining, and she is the one who's hysterical, and she's the one who's talking too much. And what he's doing is posting things about her that they're just beyond anything. They're ridiculous. Do I think it's really odd that Waltz literally bows to crowds? What does that mean? Oh, that he's Mao? Come on. Are you kidding me? I've seen what he does. Yeah. Very respectful. Very respectful. I don't know what... I mean, yeah, he's a communist. Go get him. That's Joe McCarthy. And that's also Donald Trump, who learned everything from Roy Cohn, who taught Joe McCarthy. So... no surprise, you know what Donald has said. Where is my Roy Cohn? Yeah, that's the Donald game. Incredible. And this Mao Waltz, he's a communist. Again, you think you're funny? Maybe you are. I guess you got some people who are laughing out there. But here's the problem. Policy, guys. Policy. Kamala has a ton of policy. And I'll do this next week. I'll talk about policy at length. It's much more sensible. It's much more fun. The rest of this is just stupid. And am I being dragged into it like everybody else? Not exactly, but a little bit. But the fact is that Donald is a very sick man. And you got to show it somehow. Loyalty to who, Mark? You understand that most of us don't listen to anyone religiously like lapdogs. Exactly. Just like the guys who showed up at his trial all dressed in Donald Trump suits with red ties. Oh. These are people who really are independent. I mean, they look like a bunch of penguins. Come on, you know better. This is a Trump cult, and everybody involved in it is obsequious to him in some way or another. I don't know why. You must know that there's something wrong with him. You must know. But apparently on Earth 2, no one knows. But I know this. There's some great food at Wendy's, and I'm not kidding. Now, that's the truth. 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, and I promise you, you will love the food at Wendy's. They've got wings. They've got hamburgers and cheeseburgers and patty melts. I love patty melts. They've got pizza. They've got salad. They've got the best iced tea that anybody can find anywhere in St. Louis, as far as I know. I've never had better. And then finally, they've got baby back ribs, and they are good. I mean, excellent ribs. And then on top of that, onion rings. Boy, I love onion rings. I've never had bad onion rings, but I can tell you right now, they're great at Wendy's, especially with the baby back ribs. For me, you may not like it. I love it. Now, that's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. So let me tell you about Defiance, Missouri. Oh, I'm sorry. The same great food in Defiance, Missouri. Absolutely 100% the same. That's Wendy's at 2999 South Highway 94. Everybody loves the atmosphere. Everybody loves to go there and eat, enjoy it. The wings, the baby back ribs, whatever you like. Eat the pizza. It's all great. And it's all at Wendy's. Now, if you're looking at jewelry stores, well, what can I tell you? Jewels on Hampton is the place to go. Jewels on Hampton is absolutely terrific. They've got jewelry all over the place. They've got cases filled with it. They design jewelry. They design it creatively by themselves. They design it based on what you ask them for. They'll do everything for you because they're just that way. They really take care of the customer. Now, on top of that, if your watch is broken, they'll even fix your watch. They'll also buy and sell coins and jewelry. It is a great store, a great company. If you're looking for jewelry, you need Jewels on Hampton. And finally, on Friday afternoon, here I am with my dark gray charcoal, whatever it is, color, because you know I'm colorblind. My suit, I got a yellow tie with some black stripes in it. So the black goes perfectly with the overall thing. This is all from the St. Louis Suit Company. I don't know what colors are, but I do know that they told me, and I just do what they say, and it always works. The St. Louis Suit Company is at Forsyth and Central in Clayton. They have been there for 30 years, and they're going to be there for years to come. The thing about the St. Louis Suit Company is that on top of it all, they really know weddings. So they'll get you wedding attire, everything perfect, so you'll have a great wedding. And they've always been that way, and they just always come through. It's a great suit company. The prices on the suits are truly reduced. You go in there and you see great suits that you can buy anywhere in town. It's all more money somewhere else, but not at the St. Louis Suit Company. And those ties are $5. And believe me, those silk ties for $5 with beautiful designs on them, the patterns, you can't go wrong. $5 and you can buy a present for anybody. That is the St. Louis Suit Company, 30 years in Clayton. Check them out. Okay, what have I got going here? How are people angry with me now? Greg's tired of me saying bad things, but the truth is, it's not aimed at you, Greg. It's aimed at Trump. I mean, it's just Trump does this to people. That's all. It wasn't intended at you, and I've said it's not. I believe in civility. And I'll tell you, we did this yesterday with Jim Modlin, and Jim is a strong Trump supporter. And, you know, I got no problem. And I'll tell you this, everybody that I know that's on the right, I don't have a problem with. But I have a big, big problem with Donald. He is mentally ill. He wants to be a dictator. I know. I only want to be a dictator on day one. But did you ever know a dictator who took the position and then gave it up on day two? Don't count on it. Not to mention the fact he lies about everything. So what do you expect? I remember when he made a deal with China. Back in his administration, he made this great trade deal. And guess what? He announced it. And then that evening, the Chinese said there was never a deal. It's like that on everything. Donald Trump never tells the truth. And as far as humor or sarcasm, everything that Donald says that comes from Hitler is always a joke. But you know what? There were people in 1938 who didn't believe that Hitler would come after the Jews in Germany. But he did. And those Jews who sat there and said, it doesn't mean us, straight to the camps. Believe me, when Donald says what he's going to do to American citizens, which he has said, he said this deportation he wants to do, it's not just these people without cards. It's not people that come from foreign countries only. He has already said American citizens, whatever he wants to get out of here, they're all going. He's talked about journalists going to jail. This is straight out of Orban, straight out of Vladimir Putin. He says he adores Putin and Kim Jong-un and all these people. He was so proud of Maduro for holding on to his position even though he lost the election. He was proud for Maduro. So all I can tell you is you're allowing him to drag you down. That's the problem. So when I say things about Donald and it applies to you, I can't help it. He is taking you all down because all he does is lie. And here's the other thing, and this is totally separate from everybody. I say this. If Donald met you, he'd spit in your eye. Because believe me, he doesn't care about you. As Kamala said last night, he has one client, himself. Doesn't care about anybody. You go up to Donald and say, I love you. I've been following you forever. I wore your suit with the red tie like all the other penguins. And guess what? Donald's going to spit in your eye. Doesn't care. Rudy Giuliani going down the tubes financially and every other way, emotionally. The man has been destroyed. He did it for Donald. Donald gives him nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then there's this question of my misinformation. Well, believe me, on Earth One, everything I say is 100% correct. And I know for you, on Earth Two, everything is 100% correct. But here's the thing. Illegals are the safest people that you will ever find in the United States. Now, I happen to have an article on my website at talkstl.net. You go there, you go to the reading room, you scroll down. There's an immigration article, and you read all about it. It's got references everywhere. I promise they do. It's a scholarly article. That means other professors have looked at this very carefully, and they've all said it's great. It's called peer-reviewed. And I'm telling you that that's just one article like that. I've got them all over the place. They all say the same thing because they all have the same statistics, which is that immigrants don't commit crimes. Oh, yeah. You could find one. You could find two. But generally, immigrants do not commit crimes. You know that 75% of the people in the United States polled by Gallup in the last month said that crime in the United States is at an all-time high. But the only problem is that crime is at a 50-year low. 50-year low. And actually, they say that it's on a path right now to being lower than it was in 1960, which would get you to a 60-year low. Crime is disappearing. Why? I'm going to tell you why. I mean, it makes perfect sense. This is not brilliance. This is simple. The country's becoming older. You got all of these baby boomers. I'm one. And listen to me. Baby boomers do not commit crimes. Certainly not violent crimes. I understand. Donald's a baby boomer, and he commits crimes all the time. He's on trial for the crimes, and he is a convicted felon. What about that? He's a convicted felon, and he raped a woman. I would say that's enough to disqualify anybody. He's a rapist and a criminal who has defrauded the state of New York, and it's costing him $500 million. I know the courts are a kangaroo court, and Donald is being persecuted, and every crazy story that he can cook up, everybody on his side believes it, and they don't care about the fact that we have a jury system in this country and that we agree to follow it. That's what we do on Earth One. And believe me, if we allow Donald to get control of Earth One and Earth Two, it would be the end of American democracy. A lot of people wouldn't care. Orban says democracy is the most dangerous system that you can possibly have. Vladimir Putin says that autocracy is the very best because they can make decisions without even arguing it with anybody. Because if you argue with them, he'll kill you. If you're a journalist and you write about him in a bad way, he'll kill you. If you're one of his opponents in an election, he'll kill you. Now, I don't know if Donald would ever kill anybody, although he's responsible for thousands of Kurds dying and others as well. But let's take that away. I'm willing to say that Donald might not kill anybody. But I'll tell you what he would do. He'd turn the United States government over to Vladimir Putin, take whatever Vladimir has promised him, and walk away because he doesn't have much time left anyhow. And then, of course, he wouldn't have to go to jail. And I've always said this would be the best purchase since the Louisiana purchase. This would be better than that one because Vladimir Putin could own the entire United States simply by owning Trump. Now, he owns Trump, but he's never going to own us because Donald's never going to win. What Donald is going to do is he's going to lose the election. And believe me, you're going to see this 74 days. He's going to lose the election, And then he's going to put his people to work disputing everything. And he's going to try to get this thrown into the House of Representatives so that he can do what Rutherford B. Hayes did back in 1876. And of course, that was the start of Jim Crow. Yeah, Donald's owned by Putin. There's no doubt about that. Go read the Mueller report. He's owned by him. All that high-fiving and everything. And what do you think those nuclear secrets were doing in his bathroom? They were headed right to Moscow. You think not? You'll find out. Robert Mueller identified all of this. Of course, he was turned into a laughing stock. That's true. He was. People laugh at him right now. You say Robert Mueller, and everybody laughs and says, witch hunt, witch hunt, Russia, 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 it's a hoax. Well, that's fine. That's great on Earth, too. Not going to fly on Earth 1. Okay. So that's about it. I have another clip there, but I'm afraid that I don't have enough time for it. It's the Central Park 5 clip. It's really excellent, but we only have a minute and a half left, so I'm not going to do it. But I think it's enough to say that Donald called for the execution of 5 young black men who had been exonerated for sure. Now, they didn't do it. The science said they didn't do it. And then somebody came up and said they did it. So you tell me if the Central Park Five should have been executed. Donald tried. He wanted it more than anything he could get. He tried. He spent tens of thousands of dollars on ads to get them murdered. Didn't work. Now, you know, Donald's lawyers tried to convince the Supreme Court that SEAL Team 6 could kill a president and that would be okay. It's still up in the air as to whether the court actually allows that or not. Maybe, maybe not. Hard to say. It's all right. We're going to replace the court anyway. We're going to put 4 new people on the court, and that will solve the problem. But my problem solved because I'm going to hit the door. St. Louis Suit Company, Wendy's, Jules on Hampton. This is Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. Good night.